Rich Fairbank, what brings you to our failing establishment?
Can a business owner just drop by to hang out with his cool employees?
I am kind of cool. But people don't usually want to hang out with me. And it's suspicious that a bad guy wants to hang out with a good guy.
Don't you think I see myself as a good guy? Maybe you're the bad guy in my world.
But I've never done anything bad to anybody.
Maybe so. But you certainly haven't done any good either. I, on the other hand, am a pillar of the community.
Look, just because you're a caterpillar of the community doesn't mean you're a good guy. Caterpillars eat leaves. In a community of leaves, a caterpillar would be a bad guy. You see what I'm saying?
Well, this caterpillar is busy as a beaver. And sure, I'm fond of the rat race, but it's only to build up a nest egg. Speaking of, I heard you've built quite the fortune for yourself.
Where did you hear that?
Through the grapevine and the horse's mouth. A horse was eating grapes right off the vine. Basically, the horse puts his mouth on the grapevine and transmits information through it, like when you tie two cups to a string.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, then. I guess I'll just sit here silently, playing on my phone. Perhaps I'll do my dailies in Tickle War's Legends. I don't suppose you're familiar?
I dabble.
I seem to recall that just a few weeks ago, whenever there was a Tickle War, you had to carpool to the battlefield. And now, I see you driving around in a McLaren 570S GT4 autographed by LeBron James.
He really signed it in the game. Adam Silver was going to force him to quit the NBA if he didn't agree to do it.
Tell me, where does a humble bartender get money for that?
I guess I am pretty humble. Maybe that's why my friend Mackenzie Scott gave me $100,800,000.
Mackenzie Scott? I've tried to trick her into giving me $100,800,000 for years. And the bartender just... I didn't know you two were friends.
We talk from time to time. Well, one time. She really wanted to help me out. It was right after the music tournament, in fact.
The data we harvested from that tournament... It was supposed to go to scammers and telemarketers. I must have sent the list to the real Mackenzie Scott by accident. There's no way you have that much money. Maybe a few thousand, sure, but not 100 million.
Here's my phone. Take a look. That's a lot of zeros. Luckily, there's a one in front of them.
You know, a little birdie told me another interesting rumor.
A bird? Was he friends with the horse?
Horse?
The one from the grapevine, in your confusing metaphor.
Oh, right. Yeah. The bird also talks on the grapevine on the other end of it. In any case, I heard that you had advanced knowledge about the cracks forming in the earth. Where would a bartender learn about that?
Just a lucky guess. Are you going to order anything or...
Sure. Just give me whatever. To go.
I can't let people leave with pint glasses anymore because we were losing too many. So I'll pour you a beer in this cardboard box. Oh, by the way. You should come back on Halloween. We're going to have a big concert to raise money for all kinds of stuff, like getting rid of that statue in the park.
The statue? Interesting. Yes. Yes. I might just drop by.
Hey, you forgot your box of beer. Nika, Cameron.
We're back from our journey.
And we brought back a bunch of free crap.
One locket watch, two locket watches, three.
You want some? Take as many as you need. We sell these now, by the way.
Ah, a budding entrepreneur. I knew making you my disciple was a good idea.
I'm not your disciple, and a federal court barred me from becoming any kind of apprentice, disciple, or worshipper ever again.
Oh yeah?
I helped bomb a U.S. Treasury building and looted the national stockpile of silver. I was part of a cult that worshipped a silver calf.
Couldn't afford a golden one?
No, it was formed by a bunch of Christian freaks who thought it was immoral to worship a gold one.
We actually got you another gift, Reyna. It's a better chain for your necklace, one that won't break.
That's suspiciously thoughtful of you.
You need to be careful not to lose that thing. In fact, I'll hang on to it for you if you like.
Ah, I knew you had some kind of interior motive.
She wants to steal your necklace because she found out it's magic. Not very good magic, but technically magic.
Magic? Maybe that's why I'm so good at bartending.
No, you idiot. It gives you psychic visions.
Oh, maybe that's why I knew about Harold Mallet and the dinos, and why Mackenzie Scott trusted me with her fortune.
That part was dumb luck.
I think it was smart luck. Everyone thinks I'm dumb, but if I'm so dumb, how come I'm rich, famous, and psychic?
Your necklace was already stolen once because you're an airhead. You need to be careful. Someone might see Rex Rhapsody's viral photo of you and come after your necklace.
I'm not worried. I'll use my psychic powers to stop them.
It doesn't work like that. This guy, Professor Abacus, told us all about it.
He told us about a lot of wacky crap, like how aliens have already come to Earth, or at least to Canada.
He's descended from those aliens. So he runs a covert space program out of his research facility, helping other aliens come and go under the radar.
Apparently, Standard Supply is some space company and he works for them.
It makes me wonder whether the name of the bar is just a coincidence.
Wow. If he's descended from aliens, what's he doing slumming around on Earth? I'd want to be up there in the stars, having fun.
I think he's scared of space. I tried to ask him about it. He just said he has a medical condition where his tummy hurts whenever someone asks him to explain himself.
What's there to be afraid of in space? It's just a cold, dark, infinite expanse of nothingness. There's plenty of room to play around and have fun. Being afraid of things is, quite frankly, childish.
I hate to agree, but you're right. Fear is a childish impulse, like joy or kindness.
Ah! Oh my god! There's a spider on the bar!
So?
I always knew I would die young at the hands of a spider, but I never knew it would be this spider.
You're afraid of spiders?
Have you seen who spiders hang out with on Halloween? Frankensteins, werewolves? That's a bad crowd!
Just smash it with a pint glass. I'll do it.
It was fate that only one of us would leave here alive. Adios, arachnoid menace.
It's fun to dance without gravity. There's not enough capacity.
Hey, that's a catchy tune.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, a little something I thought of. And you. You thought of it, remember? We made that song together.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that. It's my favorite song of all time.
It's good. It's damn good. Maybe the greatest of all time. But it's not that good.
Maybe now that we're friends again, we could work on a new one? I've got a lot of ideas, but I don't want anyone to overhear.
I promise I won't pay attention to anything you say.
Nah, it's cool. Let's get out of this dump. I quit, but only for 5 minutes. See you in a few.
Okay, now that we're alone, I've got a great idea to promote our new song. You know, the one we haven't written yet? This journalist is trying to dig up info on Reyna and Rex. If we can give him some dirt, he'll write about our song, which will debut at a sold-out show on Halloween.
That sounds pretty good. I'm not sure about Rex, but I just learned something very interesting about Reyna. It turns out, she's afraid of spiders.
Is that the kind of thing that journalists write about?
Of course it is! If the president of Al-Qaeda was afraid of spiders, don't you think that would be on the front page of the New York Times?
Yeah, I feel like I saw that exact headline at some point. And the Posting Times is way shittier than a real newspaper, so they'll probably go for it. I'll text the info to Julian now. But how are we going to dig up dirt on Rex?
If we can figure out where he lives, maybe we can sneak into his apartment and snoop around.
Well, breaking and entering is highly illegal, but if that's what it takes to make it in this crazy industry...
Yeah, that is what it takes. You really think we can break into the charts if we aren't willing to break into an apartment?
Oh, that's a good point. I'm sure that all my idols are criminals too. I just don't know it.
That's right. I'm scrolling through Rex's Twitter feed for clues. He seems to ask the same questions a lot. He asked which beetle has the most beautiful smile 9 times this week. But check this out. He's also posted this one 10 times. What's the best thing about living across the street from a Subway franchise?
Say, you think it's the same Subway where we met him? He must live right across from there.
This is perfect. I'm so excited to commit a crime. The only thing is, we need to make sure he's not home when we do it.
Nika, remember how you lost a bet to Arlen and promised to build a giant T-Rex statue if he got teleported to the center of the Earth?
That doesn't sound like me.
Well, what about this? What if we replace the statue of Kim Campbell with a T-Rex to fulfill your promise to Arlen?
This may sound implausibly convenient, but there's a place that sells marble statues of various flora, fauna, and miscellanea just down the street. I'm sure they've got a T-Rex in their extinct section.
Well, it better be big, because Nika promised it would be more impressive than Colborne, Ontario's Big Apple.
I'm sure whatever they've got is fine. It's not like Arlen's ever going to find out.
A marble statue is expensive, though. You're going to need a Jurassic amount of money.
If it's Jurassic money we need, then we'll be sure to raise a Spielbergian amount at the benefit concert.
I guess that makes sense.
The end of the world is nigh, just as Dilton's prophecy foretold.
Huh. Did Dilton theorize that unsustainable capitalist production would eventually render the world uninhabitable? He didn't? Okay, that's what I thought. Dilton is a fool. and any music inspired by him is probably not as good as my music.
I've heard the news that we must share the stage with Google Sweatshops. Idolatry of a band that has not pledged itself to Dilton is greatly displeasing to him.
We really need you guys to get along on this. We're raising money for two good causes. That statue in the park really needs to come down.
Yeah, with the end of the world at hand, I'm not so concerned about that anymore. We're refocusing on the community's most fundamental needs. That's why we're going to raise funds for our Feed the Person program. The person will be determined at a later date, but it'll probably be me.
You can't back out on me now. For reasons that are extremely difficult to explain, I'm trying to buy a dinosaur statue, and you know what? Okay, how about we set up the merch table to accept donations for all three causes? People can pick which one they support.
Dilton will ensure that all the money goes to his glory. I accept the terms.
It's the most democratic option. We'll put our faith in the people, as stupid as they are.
My cult will surely outraise your cult.
Well, I wouldn't call it a cult. It's more like a homogenous group of people single-mindedly focused on adherence to a narrow ideology that we sort of gave up on questioning. And unlike a cult, we don't have a leader, except me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go now to work on my cult.
I'm gonna do the same, to work on my group that's not a cult.
Yo, we're back.
We're done scheming.
You guys, how's it going?
On the inside, I'm secretly miserable, but creatively, I'm better than ever. We're working on new music again.
But you know what? We never even named our band last time around. Maybe this time we should have a name.
No way, man. Back when music was actually authentic, it was all in the public domain. True folk music. The idea that you could own a series of notes and words, it's absurd. Without a name, your band is way more authentic than any band that does have a name, including my band.
Well, on the one hand, we really want to get rich from our music. But on the other hand, thinking of a band name is hard.
Well, why don't you just release your music as various artists? That way it belongs to the people.
The public domain is the most leftist domain. We could be like the guy who invented penicillin and got no money for it, but for music.
Okay. As long as it'll make us into folk heroes in the eyes of the public. Oh, and somehow make us rich in another way later.
Take it from me. Getting rich isn't all it's cracked up to be. Sure, it's very easy, but it's hard to spend all that money because it's stuck in a cell phone game. Rex!
How are we doing today?
On the inside, I'm secretly miserable, but creatively, I'm better than ever.
Oh, hey, you're the former social media guy. You can have the Twitter account back. I don't need it anymore now that my fame is off the charts.
I don't want our stupid loser account. Everyone hates us. Oh, wait up. We have like 10,000 followers now. Yeah, I want it back.
I'm so popular that people have started following the Standard Supply and Cube accounts as a result. That's why I've got to give them up. No free clout. I'm going solo.
Okay, let's post. Brain dead idiots, what's your favorite music? JK, don't care, stupid ass.
Oh, Reyna, I heard from Harold Mallett. He said the president is going to host a live address to the nation soon, confirming all the details I posted. It'll probably make me even more famous. And you too, I guess.
I might have to start doing famous people stuff, like wearing sunglasses indoors.
Hey, Cameron, if Rex is here right now, that means he's not at his apartment. Maybe this is the time.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
We just remembered a crime we need to commit. We'll be back later.
Bye.
Oh, Rich, I've just secured another swath of property. A local slumlord sold me 70 apartments. He said he was tired of the slum part and wanted to focus on being a lord.
Excellent. While I was walking home, a kindly old nun was signing her will on the sidewalk. She unfortunately passed away before she could finish, so I wrote in our names. Thanks to her generosity, we are now the proud owners of Little Canada's only cigar shop run exclusively by smoking nuns.
With this much property under our control, perhaps it's time we move forward on fixing the crack in the road.
Yes. They say it can't be done, but my master plan is already underway. I have placed a massive order for the most expensive glue on Earth. As we speak, hundreds of artisans are bringing out its glue-like properties by gently massaging it.
Like Kobe beef.
Exactly. Some of the world's most skilled craftsmen are putting gold flakes in it to make it extra expensive. I said, why not diamond flakes? So there's going to be some of that as well.
The power of this exorbitantly priced glue is sure to stop the Earth's disintegration dead in its tracks.
Yes. The delivery should arrive any day now. And in the meantime, I haven't forgotten about that unsightly park.
Its convenient public benches and verdant greenery make my blood boil. Those benches should be inside our Buffalo Wing Wings franchise for paying customers only. And the greenery, well, the only greenery we need is inside of a cash register.
Yes. Let's make them pay cash, no credit cards.
We can put it all in a big pile and take pictures with it.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. The park must be destroyed. I've learned that the oafs at Standard Supply are having a Halloween fundraiser concert for their pathetic effort to remove the statue in the park. I'll simply drop by and impress them with a modest anonymous donation to get the ball rolling.
But how can we trust they won't squander the money?
I've already thought of that. I'll make a small cash donation of perhaps a few thousand dollars. But I'll also leave a $1 million gift card for Buffalo Wing Wings.
But the restaurant hasn't been built yet.
Exactly. The fortune will only vest once the restaurant has been built, and the restaurant will only go up once the park is torn down.
Excellent. I have a feeling Standard Supply will be dining on wings in a few months when the restaurant opens.
Yeah, I suppose they will.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Which Ben Johnson character are you? Boring. I'm Audrey Durr from A Tale of a Tub, obviously. Watch Binging with Babish make Oliver Twist's gruel. Seen it. Man, the posting times really sucks lately. I already know about all this stuff. Hold up. Famous bartender Raina fears icky arachnids. Bard keeps embarrassing phobia, sends shockwaves through spider-infested watering hole. Wait, how did they find out about that? And for this news to surface just before Halloween, the time of year when spiders are most culturally relevant, Julian Leed is trying to assassinate my character. And right after that, spider tried to assassinate my body. I'd better be on my toes during the big Halloween concert. Who knows how many spiders will be lurking in the shadows?
This is it. This has gotta be Rex Rhapsody's apartment.
The Abbey Road poster in the window is a tip-off. But the bigger tip-off was that he pasted his own face over John Lennon's.
Yeah, the decor choices are unmistakable. Check out this canvas, Living, Laughing, Loving. Which one do you prefer?
I like living the most.
Not me. I would rather die and be loved posthumously by my millions of fans.
Ah, right. We gotta stay focused on our goal of becoming famous. What kind of dirt can we dig up?
Let's check out his fridge.
It's just a bunch of half-eaten Subway sandwiches and like 100 7-Up Zeros.
Sodas are the most working-class drink known to man. That won't assassinate his character.
Well, he's got a huge record collection over there. Why don't we dig through that? Maybe he's got some really embarrassing music.
Yeah, good idea. The Beatles? Who the fuck are they?
Wait, hold up. That's not the Beatles. It's the Space Beatles. And look at the copyright date. Their album, Space Abbey Road, came out in 1987. This is really derivative.
Exile on Alien Street by the Alien Rolling Stones. This one came out in 1989. What is all this junk?
Subterranean Homesick Alien by Bob Alien? How come we've never heard of any of this stuff?
Maybe he just has better and more obscure taste than us.
It seems more obscure, but it doesn't really seem better. It's all rip-offs of other stuff from decades earlier.
Wait, hold up. What are those gold-plated albums?
It's the Voyager discs. The ones NASA sent into space.
How did he get his hands on them? In order to find those, you'd have to go all the way to Houston and beg NASA for a copy.
I think it's actual gold, too. It seems like they're the real discs from outer space.
I'm gonna bite one and see.
Silver is my specialty, but that sure tastes like gold to me.
Say, you don't think Rex is...
a social media superstar with impeccable taste?
No, I mean, where did all this stuff come from? It seems kind of like it's not terrestrial. In fact, maybe it's extraterrestrial from space.
Are you trying to tell me Rex Rhapsody is an alien?
Oh, no. I just thought maybe he knows a cool website where you can order music from space. But now that you mention it, that makes a lot of sense. I think Rex Rhapsody is an alien.